This is Ida May from Radio Neighborin, and I'm sitting in with my own husband, Michael O'Brien. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you. It's a great honor to be here, help raising money for KX93.5, Laguna's own radio station.
So we're going to start with a song by David Lindley called Talk to the Lawyer. And Jason, I hope I'm all plugged in here.
It's all right. I'm over here. I can help you.
All right. Talk to the lawyer, the professional lawyer man. Well, Mr. O'Brien, we got a phone call. What do you think of that? Let's put her live on the air. KX93.5 Radio Neighbor, and you're live on the air.
Well, aren't you lucky? Because it's Mo Dean from It'll Do, Texas, honey.
Girl, I just knew you'd call. We hope so much that you would.
Well, I am, and I am Paula in the pledge from It'll Do and all the Italians, and we got you $100 coming at you, honey.
No way. Well, I saw that you donated on Facebook. Is that from all of Itildo?
Well, it's from your friends in Itildo, the ones who love you, darling. Yes, sir.
All the ladies from the salon?
From the, yes, it is. Curl up and die. Yes, that's us, honey. But I got a little commercial to do, so stand back, because here it comes.
Oh, God, okay. I'm going to stand back.
Okay. So listen up, Laguna Beach. You stand up and pull up your big boy shorts and your big girl panties and pick up your phone and call in a pledge. Do it right now. This is your very own grassroots nonprofit radio station, KX935. Don't make me come out there now. There you go.
All right, Modine, I think you told them all. What?
Well,
for?
I hope so, darling, and good luck to Beth, and I love you to death, Mickey, honey. I'm going to listen to this whole thing and all your music selections. I'm looking forward to it now.
Modine, you got it rolling.
Okay, take off, baby.
Thank you so much. I love you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Mickey, we already have from your sister-in-law, Modine, in Itildo, Texas.
All the way from Itildo. Well, let's roll with Big Iron.
Oh, Big Iron. Now, isn't that just a lawyer song? Right here on KX93.5, we're trying to raise money, and we just raised $100. Here we go.
Spoke to folks around and didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. He put a stranger there, a phone somewhere, a Big Iron on his hip. Big Iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rolled into town. He came around and outside, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running. Came the whisper from his lap, and he said to do some business with the Big Iron on his hip. Big Iron on his hip. In the town that lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red, many men had tried to take him, and I men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, and it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the Big Iron on his hip. Big Iron on his hip. When it passed 11, when they walked out on the street, folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. When they knew that handsome ranger was about to meet his death, about to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make the play. And the swiftness of the ranger still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather when a bullet barely ripped, and the ranger's aim was deadly with the Big Iron on his hip. Big Iron on his hip. It was over in a moment, and the folks had gathered round.
Mike Ness doing an old Marty Robbins, one of my favorite cowboy songs. And that's what we have, a big iron on our hip, especially Jesse Obrand. He's got that big iron on his hip. But Ida May, the phones are lighting up with callers with pledges. We got a couple from some locals, longtime locals, Chris Evans and Mark Deegan. And also Susie McDuffie and her husband, David Sabaluski, who aren't really local anymore. They're traveling the South Seas for the last 5 years, but they have made some wonderful pledges.
Thanks to my friends. We just literally grew up as young adults with them, played volleyball at 9th Street Beach with them, raised our children with them, and I really appreciate that they support radio right here in KX935. What's up next?
We have a song originally heard in Telluride, which, of course, is where the radio's founder and family have a very deep connection. The Telluride Bluegrass Festival heard this song, Body and Soul.
For the first time together with our kids. And this is our song.
One of them.
This is one of our songs. All right. This is Michael Obrand from Obrand Law Group right here on KX93.5, Body and Soul.
See the train coming round the bend. Carry soul, body and soul. That's how she loved me, with body and body and soul, body and
body and soul right here on KX93.5. Good choice, Mr. O'Brien.
Ida Mae, we just got another generous donation from Sally, also known as Sissy Campbell, and her husband, Ed Campbell, who came to visit us in Telluride. And Ed took me to my first Stanley Cup Finals game in Dallas, the year Dallas won the Stanley Cup.
What did you think about that, having Dallas win that cup?
Well, I'd never seen so many women with bouffant hairdos at a hockey game ever before, but there they were. And apparently we have another Colorado connection on the line.
Hey, caller, you're live on the air.
Hey there, Ida Mae and Mick. This is your good friend from Colorado.
Hey, you better turn something down there. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're getting your feedback because I know you're listening in
Ridgeway,
Colorado.
I am so listening. Doing my paperwork upstairs in my office.
Well, we're so excited you called. Are you going to donate to this radio station?
I am. God, Mick, thanks for underwriting this show. It's what a great thing you're doing. You and your darling Jesse, father and son. What a tradition.
Yeah, we're honored to do it. It's a real privilege for us. And having Ida Mae on the air every weekend is a real
treat.
Oh,
isn't that great? I know. Well, I love your music selection so far. I hadn't heard Nitty Gritty for a long time. Anyway, yeah, I'd like to give $100 to keep this good music going on the radio neighboring.
Well, Priscilla,
Priscilla,
is wonderful. Very generous of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I love you guys.
Hey, and Priscilla, I have one thing to say to you. You originally introduced me to KOTO in 1988. Do you know that? You do know that.
Well, it's running by my fuzzy brain right now, but, you know, I'm older, so we can't always remember things well.
Well, you did. You've supported me for how many years? Since 1988 on the radio, and I appreciate it. You have been such a huge support, so thanks.
Well, I love you guys, and good luck. I hope you're going to raise a ton of money here.
Well, we it looks like we are. Well, thanks.
Sounds like it.
All righty. Talk to you soon. Bye. All righty, Mickey. What do you think of that?
Wonderful. See, they're listening from all over the country. We got Iddledew, Texas, now Ridgeway, Colorado.
And Palmer, Texas.
And Palmer, Texas.
Oh, I'm so glad you remembered that story about Eddie taking you to that game.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, yeah, they're good people. So what's up next?
Oh, Delta?
No. Dark Hollow.
Oh, Dark Hollow by David Bromberg. Thank you.
All righty. Keep on calling up, pledging to KX93.5 Laguna's very own radio station. Our voice, the heart and soul of Laguna. What you looking at?
Play it.
Oh, play it. Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'd rather be stuck in some dark hollow where the sun refused to shine than to be here alone knowing that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, and carry me far.
Train, carry me far on down the track. I'm
KX93.5. Didn't we just get a pledge?
We just got a couple more local pledges. Brett Englander and his company, Cerno, Daniel Walkholder, and Nick. And we also have a very generous pledge from the Paysons. Melinda, also known as the Boss, and Norm Payson have made a very generous donation to this local
radio. So these are all South Laguna kids, grew up there. I'm so proud of this. I can't even tell you. And we got a live, we got somebody on the air. I don't know who it is. KX93.5 Radio Neighbor, and you're live on the air.
Ida Mae, this is your cousin, Blairdale Cowan, down in Texas.
Oh, Blairdale, I can't believe you're calling.
Well, I've been listening to you, and I want to tell you, I want to pledge $50.
Oh, my gosh, my cousin Blairdale is donating from Texas. I can't believe you're listening, and all the family's probably there gathered around the radio, right?
Well, you know, we've been out looking for roadkill because we're making some all-armadillo beef jerky for Christmas dinner, and we thought we would send you some.
Oh, please. We look so forward to it, don't we, Mickey, every year?
Yes.
And every year. You know, Bubba makes the best armadillo beef jerky in the world. We'll be sending you a package, and we're giving you $50 so you'll stay on the air keep all of your friends in Texas happy.
That's wonderful. Do you roast that armadillo?
We roast that armadillo. We just get them fresh off the highway, Central Expressway 75. We just get them fresh off the highway, and we clean them up some, get the rubber off of them and everything off the tires that ran over them. And then we clean them up, and we put them on the barbecue, and then we hang them out to dry. And I'll tell you, it's just the best thing, kind of chewy, but the flavor's good.
Well, every Christmas we look so forward to the roadkill beef jerky. Armadillo beef jerky. And thank you so much for calling in and your generous pledge.
You're just welcome. I just love listening to you on the radio, Ida Mae. I've been listening to you since you were off in those mountains.
I know. You've always been a big fan, and you've come to visit me, and we've even drank tequila live on the air, if I recall right. But anyway.
Well, I'm kind of fuzzy-headed today because I had some moonshine last night, and it just about did me. And, you know, I'm getting too old to drink that stuff.
I told you and told you.
I know it rots your gut, but also rots your brain. So anyway, you all take care down there, and we'll be thinking about you.
All righty. Thanks so much for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, Mickey?
Up next, we have Delta Mama Blues, Steve Earle.
This goes out to all you crazy Texans.
Little Delta boy, I wanna be your Delta mama for a while. And if you stay, you'll see I can bring you lots of joy. I can turn those little teardrops to a smile. If you're blue, waiting there. I thought you knew that I would never let you down. I can be your man and take away all your cares. Come away with me, my little bitter boy. I wanna be your delta mama for a while. If you stay, you'll see I can bring you lots of joy. I can turn those little teardrops to a smile. Well, if the grass grows brown, don't you hang your head. Well, there ain't no need for you to sit and pine. You just ask around, and I'm sure someone will know just exactly what it takes to get you back to feeling fine. Well, come away with me, my little delta boy. You're dead to mama for a while. If you stay, you see I can bring you lots of joy. I can turn those little teardrops to a smile. Well, my little boy, I'm afraid you're up too tight. But you take it slow, and somehow you come meandering out my way. And I'll take you in my arms and make it right. Well, come away with me, my little little boy. You're dead to mama for a while. If you stay, you'll see I can bring you lots of joy. I can turn those little teardrops to a smile. Well, come away with me, my little delta boy. I wanna be your dead to mama for a while.
Steve Earle, Delta Mama Blues, right here on KX93.5. Hey, we want to thank Heidelberg Cafe. Can you believe the food that's out there?
Unbelievable. It's perfect for me because I was wondering how I was going to get something to eat before I had to run off the court this afternoon.
How surprising.
I walked in here and there was a huge spread from Heidelberg Cafe.
I know, and you beat me to the studio and you were just stuffing your face. I'm so happy. So who do we have to thank now?
Oh, we've got lots of people to thank. First of all, we want to thank the C-Macs. Bob and Melita C-Mac, our future in-laws. Our son Jesse is engaged to their beautiful daughter Renee. They're going to get married in May down in Cabo San Lucas.
And Renee donated too. All three of them did.
All three of them did, yes. A very generous donation from the C-Mac family.
And I must say, the C-Max and the O-Brands get along great. It's a great blending of families, and Renee is just awesome. We love her. She's a show pony.
Well, Bob C-Max was a basketball player at Loyola Marymount, so he and Jesse get along famously. Jesse played basketball at UCI.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, what a wonderful blend of family, as I said. And Renee's gorgeous, and her mother owns a travel agency, so we're all going to have a lot of fun the rest of our life. And we're going to travel. So I've got a question for you, Mr. O'Brien. You know, you're with O'Brien Law Group. That's you and our son, Jesse O'Brien. And first of all, I want to ask you what it was like. Just tell our radio listening audience what it was like the evening at 6 o'clock when Jesse passed the bar. I just want to hear it from you.
Well, a little bit of background first. In the old days, last century, when I became a member of the California Bar, you took the bar exam, and about 4 or 5 months later, you waited for a letter from the state bar telling you whether you passed or not. These days, it's all on computer, and what they do is they tell you, the applicants, they give you a number, and they tell you at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whatever the time was, you can go to their website and it'll tell you. And I decided that day to buy a half gallon of tequila because I was going to get a little toasted so I could deal with whatever eventuality came, either he passed or he failed. So we're out there on the drink, on the deck, rather.
No, we are on the drink.
We are
on
the drink.
You said it right the first time.
We're on the
drink. The drink on the deck. We're in the cups on the deck, all three of us.
And we realized it was like 2 or 3 minutes past the allotted hour. And Jesse came in, went to his computer. We asked if we could watch with him. And what happens is you plug in your number, and a message comes up, and it says, this name either appears or does not appear on the pass list of the 2010 California Bar. Well, fortunately, his name appeared on the pass list. But then there's a little disclaimer at the bottom that says, this is not entirely reliable. You really do have to wait for your letter to make sure 100% you passed the bar. So we had a spontaneous celebration. Lots of neighbors came over.
Even a judge came over in her robes and wanted to swear him in that night. Do you remember?
I do.
And she was in the cups, too. We were all sort of celebrating. You know, I'm going to ask you about what's it like to practice with your son, but let's do a song first.
Let's do.
Okay, what do you want to do?
How about if we hear Donegan's Gone?
Oh, that's a great one by Mark Knopfler. You love Mark Knopfler.
I sure do.
Remember the first song we ever used to listen to? What was the name of his band?
Dire Straits.
Sultans of Swing.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? I thought rock and roll had not died because of that song. All right, here we go. Where'd it go? Here we go. Donegan's Gone. Right here on KX93.5.
Donegan's gone, Lonnie Donegan. Play that big grand tune, damn, nobody loved like an Irishman. Lonnie Donegan, Donegan. Donegan's gone, Lonnie Donegan, Donegan. Gone, Lonnie Donegan, Donegan. Stackily and a gimmel and bear, rocking my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Thank you.
Megan's Gone right here on KX93.5 with Mark Knopfler. We're fundraising for this radio station, and this has been too much fun.
Well, it looks like I have to improve my radio voice, Ida May. I just got a text from my son, Jesse, who tells me I sound better in court than I do on the radio.
Well, you know, Jesse, I think you're a little more well-versed in front of a jury and a judge than you might be on the air, but I think you sound great.
Well, I've had a little more experience in court than I've had on the radio.
That's right.
We have more people to thank. The phone is just lighting up. The roof is about to blow off this place.
But yes, I.
More locals to thank. First, we've got David Kennelly, another Irishman and a kind of a semi-retired lawyer, maybe fully retired. We're not quite sure. But David has made a very generous pledge, as has Bob Bryson, our local real estate agent, and his wonderful mate, Giovanna Chernoff, have also made a very, very generous donation. So thank you, folks.
Well, let me ask you this, since your son is such a smart aleck about giving you a hard time about how you sound on the radio, what's it like practicing law with him, with your own son?
Well, it's really been a wonderful thing. It's very old school. There's not a lot of lawyers get the privilege of being able to practice law with their sons. And every once in a while, I run into other lawyers who are in that same position, and we love talking about it. We trade stories. And Jesse and I, right after he became a full member of the bar, he and I tried a 30-day trial in downtown Los Angeles, and we had the good fortune of having an excellent judge who had a very, very good sense of humor. And every day we would come into court, and he'd always ask if either the elder or junior, Mr. O'Brand, was going to do the cross-examination that day. And Jesse was sitting next to me and almost jumped out of his seat, but I had to hold him down. And
he was chomping at the bit in that trial.
He certainly was, and we wound up kicking you know what in that case. We did great.
It was one of my favorite trials ever, and you've had a few, and I've watched them all.
Right.
And that was a great trial, and it was great for a mom and your wife and his mother. Well, a mom, mother, they're the same thing, aren't they? Anyway, it was great to watch from my end. So, Mr. O'Brien, what's up next?
We've got The Galway Girl, another Steve Earle song. I think you folks will like this.
You know, you playing a lot of Irish, Mick O'Brien.
I am not Irish. Everybody thinks I am, but I have a side of me that's very Irish.
You do. You do, especially when you're drinking. All right, Galway Girl, right here on KX93.5. We're raising money for Laguna's own radio station.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl around a saltill prom with a call. Do heart a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do? World, boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl. Hey!
That's Steve Earle right here on KX93.5. This is Ida May from Radio Neighbor, and my guest DJ is Michael Obrand from Obrand Law Group. They're our sponsors, and he's helping me raise money for an hour for radio. Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Do you know that this March will mark our 43rd anniversary, Ida May and Mickey Obrand? And I want to tell you a little story about how we really got together, because we went, our first date was a backpacking trip up to Desolation Wilderness near South Lake Tahoe, where Ida May and I had both lived separately before we really met.
First date, we backpacked, and I remember our first meal of our first date. You brought out an orange and peeled it, a little bottle flask of Jim Beam.
No, it was a big bottle.
Well, that was kind of a big bottle. That was heavier than your backpack. And I couldn't believe you lugged it up there. And then you put a steak on a stick and stuck it in the fire. And I was in love. I swear to God, that was it for me.
Ida May thought she was marrying a real mountain man.
And you thought you were marrying a Texas oil woman.
Right. We were both wrong.
And then our second date, you had me come to Berkeley. You had big plans for the night. We went out to dinner. We went to a movie. And then you looked at your watch and you went, oh, my God, I've got ISK time at 11 o'clock. And you dropped me off with a house full of strange men that were grumpy because they were studying for law school.
And I had to go play hockey. A man's got to keep his priorities straight.
And haven't you always, for our whole marriage?
Yes, I have.
You have played hockey twice, sometimes all week long. And you taught our kids how to play hockey, and I just became a hockey bitch. I shouldn't have said that.
You be careful.
I better be careful anyway.
Listen, we've got more people to thank.
Okay, let's do it.
We're running out of time. More locals. Mikey Seralian, another local Laguna Beach youngster. Good friend of our son Jesse's, and Kurt Beimfor. Both have made some very generous donations to KX93.5. Thank you, guys.
You know, next, if you want, we can play Linda Goes to Mars.
Oh, I love that song.
Now, why do
John
you love
Prine.
That song so much?
It's just typical John Prine whimsy.
It is. It truly is.
And he's a wonderful musician. Another one we saw at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
That's right. And this song just made everybody in the audience laugh. I mean, it is. It's just whimsical and funny.
Yeah, so. Listen to the words. It's a funny song.
All righty. John Prine, thank you so much. Michael Obrand, attorney at law, right here on KX93.5, raising money.
I just found out yesterday that Linda goes to Mars. Every time I sit and look at pictures of used cars, she'll turn on her radio and sit down in her chair and look at me across the room as if I wasn't there. Oh, my star, my Linda's gone to Mars. Really wish she wouldn't leave me here alone. Oh, my star, my land is gone to Mars. Well, I wonder if she'd bring me something home. Something somewhere somehow took my Linda by the hand and secretly decoded
our sacred wedding band. For when the moon shines down upon our happy, humble home, her inner space gets tortured by some outer space unknown. And oh, my stars, my land is gone to Mars. Well, I wish she wouldn't leave me here alone. Oh, my stars, my land is gone to Mars. Well, I wonder if she'd bring me something home. No saucers except the ones up on the shelf, and if I ever seen one, I keep it to myself. For if there's life out there somewhere beyond this life on earth, then Linda must have gone out there and got her money's worth. And oh, my stars, my land is gone to Mars. Well, I wish she wouldn't leave me here alone. And oh, my stars, my land is gone to Mars. Well, I wonder if she'd bring me something home. Yeah, I wonder if she'd bring me something home.
John Prine. We're here at KX93.5, Laguna Beach's own radio station. Ida May, I have a question for you. You've been doing radio since 1988 when we lived in Telluride. What got you into radio, and why do you love it so much, and why do you love KX93.5?
Well, let's start with that. The day I read in the paper that KX93.5 was coming to town, that it was founded by this young, wet behind the ears, as far as I was concerned, kid named Tyler Russell, and that his father's name was McCluster. And this all started ringing a bell, and I emailed Tyler so fast your head would spin. He invited me up here. This place was in the middle of being constructed. It was, it was just all wires, and it scared the living heck out of me. But Tyler really had a vision and asked me to do a show, and I think he got the okay from, Telluride. I think he called up Jumpin' Jan or Ben or maybe even his dad, but Tyler gave me a chance on the air here, and you know what a slice of heaven that is for me. But way back when my sister and I used to listen to radio, a transistor radio, we would stick it in the window and call Wolfman Jack and request songs for the paperboy, like I'm Mr. Blue, or Come Softly to Me. And then we would hear it played back. And I thought it was magic. And I wanted to be a DJ ever since. And I do think it's the most amazing voice. I don't think there's anything like it. I think it's, if I can borrow this, a rare medium. Well done.
Absolutely.
So that's my story.
Well, you had some great music and some very funny shows, both here and in Colorado. We love it.
So who else is pledged? Oh, we got a new pledge.
We got a brand new pledge from another local, Leslie and Hilton Weinberg.
And that's Stephanie's parents.
Stephanie's parents have made a huge donation. Thank you, folks.
Oh, you guys are so great. And Leslie's in my book club. Hilton's been live on the air with me. They're music people from way back. They really know their music. And Hilton is a blues lover from way back. Now, do you want to hear... So thank you, Leslie and Hilton. Do we have anybody else to thank? We have 5 minutes.
We have a couple more to thank, but let's play a song, Ida May.
Well, you want Resurrection by Ray Wiley Hubbard?
Oh, I love that song.
Do you love that song?
Oh, it is, yeah.
All righty. Resurrection, Ray Wiley Hubbard, right here on KX93.5, raising money for Laguna's own voice and heart and soul.
Thank you. coming down like Easter in the air. And he woke up Sunday morning with some flowers in his hair, looking like the face of Jesus in his final agony. And he found on that old wine and she was off in Italy. And he was long gone, yes, gone when it rolled away the stone. Yeah, something had come shining in that smoke little room, lit up like a thousand candles in a Middle Eastern tomb. And an angel lay on the mattress and spoke of history and death, with perfume on her lingerie and whiskey on her breath. But he was long gone, he was gone when it rolled away the stone. And they found him in the desert picking flowers for the muse, and sometimes he's a fire, sometimes he's a fuse. He's loading up his saddlebags out on the edge of wonder. One is filled with music and the other is filled with thunder. It's long gone, he was gone when it rolled away the stone. He'd ever much believed in God, or God believed in him. But they both believed in a woman, but like truth they set him free. And now he wanders in confusion for his lost, his poetry. But he was long gone, was gone when they rolled away the stone. Well, they say there's something coming, but they don't say what it is. And the judgment might be yours or mine, and then again it might be his. It might be William Bonnie, Mescalito, or El Cid. It might be Spanish Johnny, then again it might be Captain Kidd. He was long gone, he was gone when they rolled away the stone. And they found him in the desert, picking flowers for the muse. Sometimes he's the fire, sometimes he's a fuse. He's loaded up his saddlebags out on the edge of wonder. One is filled with music and the other is filled with thunder. He was long gone, he was gone when it rolled away the stone. He was long gone, he was gone when it rolled away.
Ray Wiley Hubbard right here on KX93.5. This is Ida May, and I'm sitting in with my husband, Michael O'Brien from the O'Brien Law Group. Who's been donating while we were playing music?
Ida May, we are running out of time, but we got to thank a couple more locals. We've got Patsy Mars. Patsy Mars, whose boys live with our youngest, Edgar O'Brien, up in Echo Park in L.A., where Edgar is doing all kinds of filming. And we also have Paula and Tom Meyer, Dr. Tom Meyer, the orthopedist who's sawed most of our bones.
Yes, he has. And Paula has been my running mate since I stepped foot in South Laguna.
And lastly, we want to thank Heidelberg Cafe again. And, of course, Tyler Russell and radio station KX93.5 for this wonderful experience.
Yeah, y'all, thanks to everybody. Real fast, I only have a minute. Andy Miner, Sally and Ed Campbell, Priscilla Peters, Melinda and Norm Payson, David Canelli, Giovanna Chernoff and Bob Bryson, Susie McDuffie, Chris Evans and Mark Deegan, Mike Seralian, the C-Max, Patsy Mars, Kurt Beinfor, the Cerno Group, Brett Englander, Cindy Haynes McMillan, Tom and Paul Meyer. There's somebody else. Who else?
the Weinbergs and your...
I said Haynes.
You did say Haynes, and we got Daniel Walkholder and Nick Sheridan from Cerno.
Yeah, I think we did. And the C-Max?
You said the C-Max.
Okay, yeah. Then we did it all. So last song is... Oh, looky there.
Rita Ballou.
By Guy Clark. My Canadian husband's playing a lot of Texas music, and I'm mighty proud of that.
I love those cowboy songs.
I know you do. I know you do. All righty. Thanks, y'all, so much for listening and for tuning in and for donating to this wonderful radio station. I'm so happy it's here. Here's to all y'all.
She could dance that slow blue valley shuffle to some cowboy hustle. How she made them trophy buckles shine, shine, shine. Wild-eyed Mexican silver tricking dumb old cousin Willard into thinking that he got her this time.